Welcome back, everyone, to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. The rights of LGBT Americans were put to a vote on Election Day as marriage equality appeared in various forms on ballots. We didn't wait for a popular vote to end segregation, did we? We didn't do it to protect women's rights. But anti-gay forces have somehow managed to position rights for sexual minorities as something that must be voted on. Yet despite the unfairness of this approach, Tuesday brought solid victories in a number of states. I am delighted to have with me someone who has been on State of Belief before. Reverend Pat Bumgardner is the senior pastor at Metropolitan Community Church in New York City, a lifetime LGBT activist and a leader in the city's human rights community. She's also executive director of the Global Justice Institute. Pat, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much.
What a gift voters in four different states gave you as you celebrate your 25th anniversary of pastoral ministry.
Absolutely. It's been a long fight. I think many people have been working for this basically their whole adult lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And to me, what it says is that we've turned a real corner here and that people, especially people of faith and people of goodwill, now get the connection between being a human being and being accorded equal rights across the board. And it's just very, very exciting.
Pat, this was the first time that a majority of voters actually supported marriage equality. And I'm wondering how much of that was successful organizing and how much does this reflect a fundamental shift in voters' attitudes toward the issue?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, but here's where the organizing comes in. I think what we're seeing here is the result of long-term efforts. So while we could and certainly should praise the organizers on the ground in Maryland, in Washington State, in Maine, in Minnesota, we should also realize that people in other parts of the country have laid the groundwork for this by organizing people to tell their stories, organizing people to talk to their neighbors, organizing people to talk to their coworkers. The truth behind this election is that now it's far more likely, for example, for people of faith to support marriage equality because of their faith than it is for them to oppose it because of their faith. And that represents long-term efforts.
Well, Pat, you are an organizer yourself. You're an activist. As you look at this, what lessons are you taking away from this experience that you would commend to other activists and organizers as important in doing their work on this issue?
Well, I think one great lesson is never, ever give up. And even if you've gotten a no vote before, do it again. You know, just do it and do it and do it until justice prevails. So that, to me, that's the big lesson across the board with all human rights movements. The other big lesson, I think, that it took LGBT human rights organizers a long time to get under our belt is that we need all the different aspects of the community and all the different approaches. So, for example, while this is a civil right, it's very important to engage the religious community. So I think those two lessons are very important.
In addition to unprecedented votes in favor of marriage equality, history was made Tuesday night when a Midwestern state elected Tammy Baldwin, the first lesbian woman going to the United States Senate. How significant is that?
I think it's highly significant because, I think what it reflects is this long-term effort on the ground of people really pounding the pavement with the message that we are human beings like everybody else. And who you're attracted to in terms of sexual attraction or sexual orientation doesn't change the fundamental values by which you live your life or the fundamental talents you bring to something like governing a nation or representing a community. So I think it's highly significant that in a part of the country where people are largely regarded as conservative, that that type of breakthrough has happened.
You know, Pat, I hear some people say, boy, this movement is gaining ground awful fast. And I know that people like you, I know my feelings are that it has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you also agree with me, because it is my feeling, that we have turned a corner and we're not going to take any steps back.
That's my feeling, and I say that not only because of the marriage equality wins, but because of what we saw in the presidential election. I had my faith in the ability of people to see past short-term, immediate needs, which are oftentimes very important, I'm not diminishing them, to the long-term picture of what will restore what I think is the founding vision of this country, that everybody's on equal footing.
Reverend Pat Bumgardner is the senior pastor at Metropolitan Community Church in New York City. She's a lifetime LGBT activist, a leader in New York City's human rights community. She's also executive director of the Global Justice Institute. It's always good to talk with you on State of Belief, and congratulations on 25 years of pastoral ministry.
Thank you so much.